Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. I was so excited I got to wear a sweater to work this morning because it was in the 40s. I feel like I need to apologize to our listeners in Colorado who, yeah, we might have had 90s and humid and we're glad for this break, but they went from, what, 85 down to the 20s and bad road conditions. So not really bragging, just a sigh of relief here that we're out of the really hot and humid times. Speaking of listeners in various places, those in San Antonio know that next week will be the last week that we're on anything except Saturday mornings live on KLUP, and that's 9:30. So if you've been listening at 3 in the afternoon or on 1160 KRDY, just know that 9:30 is it's KLUP 9:30 a.m., and then we're on at 8 a.m., and we don't want to lose anybody, so please make a note. And anybody anywhere can always go to hbnshow.com or healthybynatureshow.com and click on listen on the menu bar, and you will see stations and various ways with podcasts and archives and all kinds of different ways to listen and share the program with your friends. Well, the blog this week, I took on the red meat controversy, but not debating that so much as looking at what's behind the hostility the establishment has over these new recommendations based on the science. And it's kind of crazy pants out there because they don't fault the science as much as, no, we don't want to tell that story. And then that led me to list a bunch of other things that we've been told that turned out to be based on something other than science. And it goes all the way back to the USDA's food wheel back in 1984, where they first started prescribing 6 to 8 servings of the things that General Mills likes us to eat, the bread, cereal, rice, pasta, and so on. And then I put in the chart showing, oh, guess what? That's about the same time that the diabetes epidemic started. So just, again, hbnshow.com and click on blog or sign up for the newsletter. And then you also find out that coming up today, we are thrilled to have Jim LaValle with us. He is a board-certified clinical nutritionist, a nationally recognized, at least nationally, probably internationally recognized clinical pharmacist. He's the founder of Metabolic Code Enterprises. I highly recommend his book, Your Blood Never Lies, How to Read a Blood Test for a Longer, Healthier Life. He also wrote the bestseller, Cracking the Metabolic Code, 9 Keys to Optimal Health. He as a practitioner, he's seen virtually everything. We're going to be able to take some of your calls. We are at 800-281-8255, 800-281-TALK. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. Thanks for being with us today, Will. Lots of excitement to come.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Hi, I'm Marty Whittakin. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why
When you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain AlloSorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Welcome back. It's always a great pleasure to have Jim LaValle with us. He is just so eloquent on so many topics and is so well respected for his high standards. And so when he recommends something on this show, you can take it to the bank. Well, he's also a morning person, thankfully. Good morning, Jim LaValle.
I am.
Well, yeah, and it's a good thing because you're on the Pacific side of things, and that means it's very early out there. Well, we wanted to talk today about green foods, and we're certainly not talking about green Jell-O. And when we talk about green power, yeah, some people are going to go right to windmills or something like that. Talk to us about the importance of greens in our diet.
Well, you know, you made up at the introduction, you were talking about meat consumption. And I think one of the very first things that when I think of green power, I think, well, you know, when you eat greens with any acid-forming food, including grains, by the way, which are very acid-forming, you neutralize them. So one of the most powerful things about greens is their effect on your chemistry. It's the effect on your pH. That's why they're so important. And I think people struggle. I mean, how many people know they're supposed to eat more vegetables, right? I mean, it's common. Everybody knows. Common knowledge, eat more vegetables. The reality is most people fall way short. And you need greens to literally really just chaperone in all the different biochemistry reactions going on in your body, because you got to have a proper pH. I know we're going to talk about that in a minute, but it's just important for people to understand without greens, without eating, you know, plenty of vegetables, getting plenty of greens, you're not going to get enough magnesium, you're not going to be able to balance your pH. And the thing we know, the more acidic you are, the quicker your rate of rusting. We know that. It's you know, lots of studies publishing it.
Well, when I hear you say the word magnesium, I light up because I know we're both magnesium people. It's probably the most underrated and underutilized mineral. Well, I mean, they're all essential, but that's one that's
super
just so easy.
Though, right?
It's so easy if you eat green foods, but yeah, Pop-Tart, not so much. Doesn't have probably a lick of magnesium in it.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned the acid-alkaline balance, and some people kind of push back on that a little bit and say, well, your blood is going to be in a very narrow range, and you all of these things like alkaline water or whatever don't end up changing anything fundamentally, but you refer to research on the topic. So what are we talking about? We're talking about tissues?
Yeah, a couple of really good studies came out in the last year showing that the lower your urinary pH, the more you progress your cardiovascular disease. So even though they correct for lipids, you know, give you a statin, give you something for your blood sugar, metformin, give you something for your blood pressure. They correct for all that. In light of a low urinary pH, the complications of vascular damage and renal damage, the kidneys, continued to progress in spite of normalizing for those big numbers that everybody's worried about. So what we know is that intracellular acidity, sure, your blood's sacred. It's not going to change. I mean, you don't change the pH of your blood. If you do, you're very sick. So that isn't the issue. But what we know is the more insulin resistant people get, the more they become a pre-diabetic, the more they begin to screw up their metabolic processing. There's a process called metaflammation that takes place. Metabolic inflammation. And the real damage that occurs is that as your blood sugars are going up and you're throwing out a bunch of insulin, well, the insulin makes a lot of adrenaline. You end up creating a bunch of adrenaline being released into your body, and your blood vessels end up getting very stiff, and you start to reduce your blood flow to your kidneys. That means that you can't you're not able to bring that alkaline fluid to the kidneys. It starts producing tissue acids, and you damage those tissues. So it's kind of a fallacy that people think that pH doesn't matter. But it's also a fallacy. A lot of the things that have been taught about pH, like drink a bunch of alkaline water, and that'll correct your pH. You need to eat greens. You've got to get the chlorophyll in you, because – in the center of a chlorophyll molecule is magnesium. A lot of people don't know that. That's why. Why do we think everybody's so low in magnesium? Nobody's eating greens.
Yeah, that piece of iceberg lettuce on your burger does not solve the problem. I think it might bear repeating for those that are kind of new to this whole idea that a low urine pH means it's acidic, and that acid is where the problem is. And just again, kind of summarize the connection between getting our blood sugar up because we've been eating the wrong foods and the insulin and then the acidity. That probably, going over that one more time.
Sure. So basically, as your insulin receptors start to get sluggish, right, you hear of insulin resistance, right? My insulin receptor is not working anymore the way it should. I'm not carrying glucose into the cell. What starts to happen is you start to passively allow glucose into your cell to get energy. Your cell's going, we need glucose. The problem is when you let it come through a secondary channel, it's called GLUT1 transport. When you let it go through the secondary channel, you only make 2 packets of energy versus 38.
That doesn't sound efficient.
Well, no, you're a gas-sucking SUV. Not that I'm against trucks or vans or anything, but you're a gas-sucking vehicle and not energy efficient. The problem is that the waste product of only making 2 packets of energy from that glucose is lactic acid. And so as you become more insulin resistant and pre-diabetic and then diabetic, you make more lactic acid in your cell, and your cell either has to pump it out into the intracellular space, get it out of the cell, and that is what pushes the lactic acid out into the cell. So it goes out into your tissues. So people, why people that are pre-diabetic and diabetic end up more prone for cancers is because as their cells become less and less efficient and more acidic, it starts to turn on those cancer oncogenes that are inside your cell. So really caring about your pH is super important, and it all starts with breaking your insulin resistance, breaking your blood sugar habits, going for high carb, high starch, high sugar eating, and then also making sure that, you're getting enough greens back into your diet and get your magnesium pool buildup. So that's how that happens. It's literally an inefficiency in your chemistry that starts to create more tissue acids that you can't balance it because you don't have any trace minerals. You melt your bone down in order to do it.
Yeah, the body will triage. It will decide, hey, we've got to get this acidic condition under control. So, there's a big reservoir of minerals in the bone. Let's eat that up. And, Boniva is not going to help you with that problem.
No.
We should go over one more. We've got a minute and a half or so before this break. And just review how not to be insulin insensitive. The diet, does anybody absolutely need sugar or refined starch for starters?
Oh, it should be. That's why they eat Pop-Tarts, because you need it.
Kellogg's might need it, but we don't.
Yeah, I mean, get off the refined sugars, get off the refined starch. Don't eat so much. People eat way too much for the amount of activity they have. And get out and walk. I mean, I can't tell you how many people. Get out and walk. Move.
Yeah, and sodas, no. Just water. Water is what we're supposed to drink. I'm not particularly a fan of alkaline water, but water is better than Dr. Pepper.
Yes, it is.
So when we come back, we're going to circle back and talk more about green foods, so why we don't get enough, I mean, how we can do a better job of that. And we'll get around to some calls. We're at 800-281-8255. 800-281-TALK. This is Healthy by Nature.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanis Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanis Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanis Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Thank you.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest is Jim LaValle, who's a clinical pharmacist, a board-certified clinical nutritionist, and a popular author. We've been talking about your body's pH, which, of course, is a measure of how acid or alkaline it is, and the problems thereto appertaining. And I wanted to ask a question, Jim, about diet, because we talked about acid-forming foods, and you mentioned that grains are acid-forming and those need to be balanced. I've noticed that one of the things in a lot of the studies that talk about vegetarian versus meat eaters, they don't kind of factor in whether or not the meat eaters added any vegetables. I mean, that would be one of the big things with a plant-based diet. You're kind of, although Pillsbury Crescent Rolls and Sour Patch Kids are examples of vegetarian foods that aren't good for you. Typically, if you're on a plant-based diet, you're going to be forced to eat more vegetables. Is it so much that the meat is there or that the vegetables aren't?
Well, I happen to think it's probably two things. One is, yes, the meat is there and the vegetables aren't. That's important, that there's no balance to the meal. In other cultures, everybody points to the Mediterranean diet. They eat protein. I mean, they do eat protein. But they eat plenty of vegetables to go with it. I think that's one of our biggest issues when we look at that. I mean, and a lot of vegetarian diets, just frankly, they fall short. I mean, people, they come into me all the time. They're more carbitarians than they are, or breaditarians. They're not really vegetarians.
Grainiacs.
Grainiacs, yeah. Yeah, I mean, so I really think that there needs to be a much better discourse on this. Do I think in general we probably, in our culture, probably overeat meat? We overeat everything except vegetables. It's the one thing we don't overeat on. But, I mean, we eat too much pizza. We eat too many hamburgers. We eat, I think it's culturally people eat too much too often, and, they pick the wrong foods. And so I think these are all source problems of why people are too acidic.
Too fat.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers keep going up, right? The epidemic just went up another 2% in our country. So, I keep saying for all the Lululemon pants and all the green drinks being sold and kombucha being sold in grocery stores now, we just keep getting fatter, So something is wrong. You and I know, Marty, it's why I love coming on your show is – people need to change their diet. Their diet needs to become a lifestyle. It's not, I'm doing this diet to lose weight for this wedding. Hey, keep the weight off year round. Learn how to eat. And greens are at the middle of it. If you're not going to eat greens, drinking green drinks will at least help you get some of the alkalinization back. I mean, the whole thing about alkalinizing people is no joke, right? You've done it for years. When you get people to have less tissue acid, they ache less, right? They feel
exactly
better. That's because your body's making energy again. That's what people don't understand is when you go from making 2 packets of energy back to making 38 packets of energy every time you carry a glucose molecule in your cell, that's 19 times more energy for your cells to move and do. It's one of the reasons why people that are insulin resistant say, I'm hungry a lot. Well, yeah, they are because they're a gas-sucking SUV. Their cells need that fuel. So until you change that, they're going to keep saying, I know I should eat less carbs, but that's what gives me energy, right?
Right.
So it's important for us to change that. And, vegetables are in the middle of it.
The energy thing is not solved by a 5-hour energy shot. The cells, when they don't ultimately have enough energy, that's when you're dead, because it's the lack of that energy in the cells that finally is our undoing. And you mentioned green drinks, and I know we're going to talk about a good source of that, but I've been appalled looking at some of the green drinks that especially the ones that are already made, whether it's out of a juice joint or at the supermarket. And yes, they're green, so you automatically think, ooh, this is going to be healthy. But then when you look at it, it's mostly like pear juice, and it has phenomenal amounts of sugar in it. So there has to be a better way than that. And thank goodness Kyolic are just unbelievably science-based company came up with a better answer. Tell us about that.
Sure. I mean, yeah, I think the one point to that you just said, people need to realize, I've picked up green drinks at the grocery store that had close to 100 grams of sugar in them.
Yeah. And put that in teaspoons for people.
Well, that's 20 teaspoons.
Yeah. And nobody would sit down and take a glass of
something.
You may
as well drink a pop. You may as well go get a Coke. I mean, honestly, it's not that much different other than, you know, of course, you don't get the caramel coloring and all the other chemicals, but you know, you're getting a sugar bomb. And so I really like what Wakanaga has done with their Kyo greens. I mean, they've been at it for 40 years, first of all. And I think that's important to understand, is that there's processes in making things correctly. Taste is an issue. And so what I like about Kyo greens is that it actually tastes good. It tastes good. It doesn't have added sugar. It is vegan friendly for people that are, you know, concerned. Non-GMO, organic wherever possible, you know, where the ingredients are appropriate. So I think it's a real, you know, I think it's just an incredible, you know, thought leader in how to process these greens to be able to reconstitute them and drink them and get the value out of them. But, you know, at the same time, really crowded space. Hey, who do you trust? You and I both know. I mean, you know, Wakanaga family company, been in business, you know, pharmaceutical grade. They make sure that they study everything that they make sure that it's stable, it's clean. Like, all of those things are important. But the number one thing I can tell you right now that's the most important on a green drink is exactly what you said, Marty, is does it taste good? Kind of throw it in some water, and does it taste good? And I had a guy, I had an MBA guy that was very acid, and I said, hey, I need you to drink a green drink every day because you're not eating many vegetables. And he's like, oh, my gosh, eat, drink something green. I poured it in his water. I had one of these Kyo greens sticks, because they come in, you either get them in a jar, or you can get them in sticks, individual sticks. I had one in my travel bag because I carry them with me. I put it in water, gave him the water. You know, it's been a year now, and he requests it every day before practice.
Yeah, probably
because
can
he
feel
felt
the difference.
That much better. Because he felt that much better. You know, the wheatgrass in it, for example, I mean, it's no joke. I mean, instead of relying on going for your, you know, sixth cup of coffee, try doing a shot of wheatgrass. You know, try doing a Kyo greens, you know, whether you get the harvest blend or the energy product. Either one of them, you know, they've got a sprout blend. I mean, the greens blend is really good. But all of them are going to give you that little boost of energy. And that's what most people are looking for. What people complain to me about their day is that.
Well, we know people don't want to do anything that doesn't taste good, so they solved that problem. They won't do anything that requires them to go to the store, buy a bunch of kale and other vegetables,
exactly.
Bring it home, put it through the juicer, and so on. Somebody has figured all that out for you, and these Kyo greens really do taste good. The harvest blend, especially yummy. We'll get back more to that, and we've got a couple of callers. One wants us to talk about enzymes, and another one about cardiovascular surgery, bypass surgery. So we'll eventually get to those. Folks, just be a little patient. We want to make sure we put a nice bow on this greens issue. Stay tuned.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Be People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I'm pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of HBNShow.com or go to LifespanNutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
A surgeon can install an artificial knee or hip, but wouldn't it be better to regenerate your original? Steroid shots may give temporary relief from chronic back pain. However, they are limited because they make the underlying problem worse. The exciting new frontier of medicine is stem cell therapy. As youngsters, our own stem cells quickly fix problems. Sadly, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers as we age. Now we can replace them so they can get to work on trouble spots. Please understand that not all stem cells are alike. Your host, Marty Whittakin, recommends Infinity Stem Cells because they are the safest and most effective. The process is simple, virtually painless, affordable, and requires no time off work for recovery. Read Marty's article at HBNShow.com. Just enter stem cells in the search box. Call 972-303-0683 for your no-obligation consultation. Tell them Marty sent you, and it will be complimentary. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
In the archive description of today's show, I have put links to the section of the Kyolic or Wakanaga, that's the manufacturer's name, to the specific products we've been talking about today. I also have links to Jim LaValle's two books and to his webpage. So you go to hbnshow.com. Click listen and then pick today's archive date. I always try to give you resources there because I know sometimes you're in the middle of making breakfast or you're driving and you can't write these things down. We've been talking about greens and I want to get to some tips about how to kind of get started for people who are new to that idea. But just to wrap up something about pH, in some of your notes you've said that beans and legumes, especially if they're sprouted and sprouted grains, can offset the acidity and make them more alkaline. We know that the green vegetables are really important for our immune system and so on. Can you describe kind of what would be a good balance? Is there a percentage of acidifying to alkalinizing foods and how should people get started?
You know, I think that, first of all, it's a great question. You should probably eat somewhere around 75% of your diet in alkaline foods. And the other can be in acid-forming foods. And, you know, that It's not that hard to achieve. I think that for most people, because they've gotten out of the habit, they make it hard to achieve. There's so many ways now that vegetables are pre-made, even that you can go to like a local Sprouts or Trader Joe's. They've got zoodles and all kinds of different, even noodles that are, you know, made from actually from vegetables, right? If you don't have the food processors. So there's things that you can do to start to substitute. Obviously, I actually put together some recipes for the Kayo greens. Make a pesto with it without any dairy, you know, because I can't take in dairy. I can't breathe when I do it. So, but there's you can start to mix it into your foods. If you're juicing, you know, I'm not a big fan of saying to people, oh, just put it in with your fruit juice, because I don't think it should be eating your fruit juice, drinking fruit juice anyway.
Right.
But, you know, so I think that if you're going to do a smoothie, just start off by adding, if the green taste is a little strong for you, just start off by adding, you know, a half a serving and see how you do. Just remember, these aren't little things. When your pH goes acidic and you're not eating greens and you melt your bone down, I remember you had mentioned, Marty, hey, we got that big reservoir called bone. People need to realize when you melt your bone down, you plaque your arteries. So, you know, when we talk about blood vessels getting, you know, beat up, you know, kidneys getting beat up, these are no small things that occur when you're not, you know, when you're acidic, you know, when you're not alkaline. So, you know, I think it's a big deal. So, yeah, 75% to 80% alkaline-containing foods. And even on the grains, even if, look, you could sprout grains, and yes, they're a great superfood. But if you just start eating loaves of super grain bread, right, sprouted bread, too many carbs. So what I like about this is you do get some sprouted grains, which are a dense, rich source of, you know, minerals and other nutrients. But you're not sitting there eating a loaf of bread to get them either. You're getting it without getting a lot of caloric intake.
And that is in, is that one of the ingredients in the Kayo Green products, is the sprouted grains?
Sprouted grains are in the harvest blend, and they have a sprouts blend. So there's a little bit of sprouted grain in them. Once again, you know, clean, organic, non-GMO. To go with, obviously, the things like wheatgrass and spirulina and barley grass.
Yeah. And those have been around at least as long as I have been in the nutrition field. And I think it's worth mentioning at this point that these are the same folks that have, what, now 800-plus studies on their products, and these are published in the all the right journals. I mean, they're very, very science-based. This isn't just some guy who said, hey, I think greens are important, I'll throw something together. This is serious nutrition, and it's, as you say, clean in every possible way.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you think of it, it's nutrient-dense, and I think one of the biggest problems that we have, even when we tell people how to get started, you know, I tell people, look, start by trying to eat one vegetable each day. Honestly, I have a lot of people that they don't even eat a vegetable when I do a dietary intake. But the point being is why you can add these green drinks in is that they're very nutrient dense. You're getting, when they powderize all these nutrients, you're getting all the nutrients of that food. And I think one of the biggest things that's one of our challenges is that even when people do eat well, is are we getting enough of our micronutrients from our food? And yeah, we eat organic because we believe in it, and I sure believe in it, but I know our soil just isn't as good as it used to be. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, we've got a plan for getting those extra minerals in. I think green drinks are a great way to get those extra minerals your body needs in order to function.
Yeah, I agree. And I have recently become... several months ago, more conscious of vegetables. And we've got to kind of get over the idea that it's not breakfast if it isn't on the Denny's menu. And I've been having I keep a pot with a steamer basket and water in it on the stove all the time. And for breakfast and lunch, I just turn it on. And then I spent a lot more time in the produce department and found all kinds of vegetables that I had never tried and found, hey, I love steamed bok choy and just experimenting with different ones, and now I've learned to crave them. So I think it's possible
to change our
viewpoint, and throw in some sweet onions, and then I sprinkle a little vinegar and salt and pepper on it. But that still isn't enough, and that's where these Kayo greens come in, and they really do taste good. And you can learn to crave that flavor as well. One of our listeners wanted you to say something about enzymes. I'm not sure in what connection, but...
I can say something about them.
Sure.
I mean, one of the biggest things that happen when people eat really nutrient-poor foods and they eat too much is they start to, you know, change their enzyme potential and their ability to digest food. So a lot of times when people have GERD or you know, first of all, just get them off of gluten and dairy, and a lot of times GERD goes away. But in many situations, you need those enzymes when you're first starting out to kind of reboot your ability to digest food. I try to get people to chew their food thoroughly, and typically I don't need them using enzymes until they're later in their years, like up at my age.
Nobody would believe you aren't still a youngster because you've got the energy because you're doing all these things right. Jim LaValle will be back with us in the next segment. We'll take another listener call. These Kayo Green products are available, should be, in every natural food store, but you can also go to the website Kyolic, KYOLIC.com, or you can call, and there's a buy now button. It will take you to the local.
Gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic. Blend Immune Defense. Kayo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800- 800- Strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
The Healthy by Nature Show and its host, Marty Wittekin, recommend brands that are backed by science. For example, one founded by Dr. Emmett Blair, Ph.D., an award-winning chemist who's working to establish high standards for CBD in the holistic health industry. Through his extensive research, clinical studies, and passion for health, he has become a leader in the field of CBD delivery, absorption, and effectiveness. Dr. Blair has developed the next-generation liposomal solution and delivery system, CellGate, using liposomes that make a protective coating around formula actives to mimic how the body naturally absorbs nutrients. Studies show that CellGate preserves most hemp compounds well into the small intestines, delivering an absorption rate 20 times higher than regular hemp and 10 times higher than any other CBD found on the market. The brand, Puffin Hemp, is an all-natural and laboratory-grade CBD formula. Link to Puffin Hemp from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit puffinhemp.com.
subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Oh, boy, something happened to the signal there at the end of that last segment. I couldn't tell if it's just we weren't hearing what was going out or if you weren't hearing, so I'm going to repeat that the website for these green drinks we've been talking about that are in powdered form, either in a jar that you can spoon out a little bit at a time or in these little sticks that you can open up and pour in, go to kyolic.com, and you can also go to the archive of today's show. I have a link, or you can go to sponsors, and there is a link. But the show is hbnshow.com. That's the website. And if you go to the Kyolic website, there's a buy now button, which doesn't mean you're buying now. It just will tell you where there are local stores and online sellers. Well, I'm hoping that we won't have any more interruptions. Jim Julie in, let's see if I can, he's going to get her up. Julie, are you with us?
I am.
Oh, Julie in Dallas, Texas. She had a question for Jim Lavelle.
I do. Real quick, the Kyo Green, are the tablets as effective as the powder?
What do you think, Jim?
Sure. Yeah, sure. The tablets work just fine. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different green products that have been tableted that work well. So, yeah, you can use the tablets.
Okay.
Not a problem.
What I really wanted to ask you is I've been listening to Marty for a couple of years now and trying to do as much as possible. My brother, I'm 62, he's 64. He had a stroke in his 50s, a heart attack in his 50s. Went in yesterday to get two stents, and they told him that 3 out of 4 of the major arteries are blocked up in the 90%, and now he needs bypass surgery. What are your thoughts on that? Because I'm probably going to go talk to him today, but we're close, and I'm going to say you've been doing all the stuff that they've asked you to do now for years, statin and all this other stuff, and it doesn't seem to be fixing anything.
Well, Julie, we don't have a whole lot of time left here, and that's a complex question, but Jim, do the best you can.
First of all, I mean, if he's got, you know, the widowmaker block, he's going to need to do a bypass. I mean, you're not going to chelate that. By any means. And, you know, I just talked to somebody who had a quintuple bypass 13 years ago. They're doing fine. I really would say it's important for your brother. Is he really watching his diet? He's on low sugar, not eating a lot of carbs. He's walking 45 minutes a day. Is he really changed his diet? Because all the drugs in the world, and I'm not sitting here giving a blanket, you know, blessing on all drug therapy, but all the drugs in the world do nothing if you don't change your lifestyle. And if you change your lifestyle, many times you don't need drugs. So it's super important that he's changed his diet. Has that happened?
Well, Julie, I think maybe we lost Julie. But
yeah.
I think she meant that her brother had been doing everything the conventional medicine told him to
right.
do and hadn't gotten. And I bet... what she's going to say, based on what I heard you say, do what they tell you to now to get over this crisis, but then work on the lifestyle and the diet and the exercise.
100%.
Yeah,
100%. Because once you have that much occlusion, exactly. Yeah, exactly. No, that's it. That is a fact. And there's a lot you can do if you set your mind to it.
Well, and anybody who doesn't want to end up in that position, I would think you could do a lot worse than going to the Kyolic site and looking under. There's a whole section on heart health where they have things that you and I have talked about on the show before, the garlic for a formula for blood pressure, and there's one for cholesterol. And it's just the aged garlic itself. you can maybe avoid the side effects of the medications that are probably going to be prescribed to you and get to the same place with fringe benefits. Does that sound about right?
Well, the way I try to get people to understand is the earlier you catch things, the better off you're going to be. And if you prevent things before they start, you're even better. So what I think of how people should think of Kyolic is don't wait until you hear that your blood pressure's going up or that you've got vulnerable plaque, you know, or that you have high oxidized LDL. Oxidized LDL, right, Marty? Acid alkaline. Oxidized LDL is the rusted LDL that triggers plaque in your arteries. That's why you want to stay alkaline. And so the best defense is going on the offense. Get on Kyolic before. You know, I can't tell you how many people I try to tell them that is important. Everybody thinks taking a multivitamin is important, and it is. You got to get on the aged garlic extract. Drink green drinks. Stay alkaline. You know, protect your arteries.
Great advice, because, yeah, it's too much of what standard medicine has to offer for, quote, prevention, unquote, is really just early detection of something that's been a process going on for years and years, and that would apply to mammograms. And I encourage everybody to go to, in the DFW area or North Texas, go to thermographycenter.com. I believe there'll be a link on our website, too. They're having an October special where you can get whole-body thermography to find out what's going on in your organs and get the news 20 years sooner than anywhere else. We'll be right back with Jim LaBelle.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
2216. That's toll free, 833-848-2216. For 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.